Definition of Netflixing. 1. The act of watching an entire season of a show in one sitting. 2. A totally valid excuse for avoiding a social obligation, as in, I cannot make dinner tonight, I am Netflixing. Oxford English Dictionary. Streaming services started as an add-on to DVD and digital download offerings with a trickle of second-run movies and TV shows. They were adjuncts to the programs you watched on their first and second runs on cable TV, broadcast if you were a Luddite. But faster internet connections, an upsurge of smartphones, video devices, and higher engagement with mobile video combined with vastly increased consumer expectations. That resulted in a consumer desire for connectivity everywhere. Now streaming video services are seen as full-fledged cable replacements, particularly for consumers known as cord cutters. Differentiation is the name of the game when it comes to streaming success and making waves in today's video stream, and there are a lot of brands splashing around. Netflix is number one on our January 2018 Customer Loyalty and Engagement Index. Consumers see them as a leader in original programming and, this year, original films. That's going to pay off for them. Our metrics are leading indicators of customer behavior, and being number one means more customers for them in the next 12 to 18 months. Amazon was number two, concentrating on original shows like Bosch, The Tick, Man in the High Castle, and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Amazon now offers Prime Video as a standalone service. Hulu moved up the list this year from number five to number three. They have classic shows and live TV and get new TV shows months before Netflix or Amazon. HBO now is number four with new on-air content like Game of Thrones, older shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm, and lots of movies. Sling entered the top five. It's more like traditional TV, but online with access to network channels like AMC, TBS, and CNN. As regards consumers, they want more. They binge more, and 2018 expectations are 22% higher than they were a year ago. They're only going to go up. Expectations and binging. And we predict there will be a lot of brands willing to fill the gap between what consumers want and what they see brands delivering.
What happened? Happily, precisely what our metrics predicted about Netflix. 10 months later, Netflix added 6.96 million subscribers. They beat Wall Street expectations as well as its own forecast given in July. They could have listened to us because we listened to consumers. The company surpassed its growth targets by 500,000 subscribers domestically and 1.5 million new members internationally. Wall Street closely watches Netflix subscriber growth because a company's nearly $7 billion investment in content will only pay off if its subscriber base grows. The video streaming service didn't disappoint. Neither did our predictive engagement metrics. Emotional engagement never lies. On the competitive front, Apple is planning to sell subscriptions to certain video services directly in the Apple TV app. That way, they won't have users buy subscriptions from third parties. Then they could move to have streaming entirely in-app as well. Apple is investing nearly $1 billion in content and is slated to roll out original shows in March 2019. AT&T is set to launch a yet-to-be-named streaming video service in 2019, too. They're going to feature films and TV shows it acquired from its purchase of Time Warner, bringing another service to a busy marketplace, ratcheting up its rivalry with Netflix. All marketers need to pay attention to consumer expectations. As expectations shift, category paradigms shift as well. Consumers now hate watching an episode a week. They've become more of a season-a-day kind of viewers. Binge viewing may someday become an Olympic sport. Until then, that will mean a need for engaging content. Lots and lots of engaging content.